I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time. Dom Giordano show. Welcome in, everyone. We're happy to have with us Tim Murtaugh, Director of Communications for the Trump campaign. How would you like to be the Director of Communications for what Joe Biden says or tries to say or whatever language Joe Biden speaking? Let's go to Tim with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tim, welcome back to Philadelphia. So you have the grand task. What's Joe Biden doing in Delco today?
Well, Joe Biden is going to be there talking to some business owners and trying to explain away his terrible record on the economy and what his awful ideas would do to the economy even further if he somehow accidentally became president of the United States. You know, and you mentioned that how would you like to be the comms director for Joe Biden? I'd say for the last 76 days, it's been a pretty easy job because Biden very rarely leaves his basement. He doesn't say much of anything because they've determined, and he's got all of his major surrogates telling him, and sometimes it leaks out, that he should stay in the basement because that's where he's best. And so he's gonna venture out today, and I don't know how far Upper Darby is from, and Yaden is from his home in Delaware, but that, you know, that's about the extent of his travels these days. And
I think it's
so Biden,
15,
we know
it's under,
Biden will raise taxes. He'll force the Green New Deal on everybody, and it's a disaster.
Yeah, I think it's under 15 minutes. That's about the limit of it. You know,
I was going to guess about 35 miles, but I don't know.
I think it's a little bit less if he's in Wilmington. Delaware County, you know, the polling, they believe due to the 2018 election, it's changed that much. I think it's going to be remarkable if these business people get into it and talk with him about the lockdown and things of that nature. I really haven't seen him on the record on that. I don't think he could explain what we faced here in Pennsylvania and the disaster that that's created for business.
No, he can't explain that, and he's been in opposition to the president's desire to get the economy rolling again, and you see that the Great American Comeback is already underway. The May jobs numbers are staggering. 2.5 million jobs created in the month of May. It's the biggest single month of job creation in the history of this country, and the Great American Comeback is underway. So retail sales jumped almost 18%. That also is the biggest one-month jump in history. So the economy is rolling again. The Trump policies that built up the great economy to unprecedented heights are still there. And it was artificially interrupted by the coronavirus. Everyone knows that. And now it's coming back to life again, and it's climbing up. It's going to be a V-shaped recovery. And Joe Biden wants to hold it off because you know that good news for Americans is bad political news for Joe Biden. So he wants to cling to the bad news and cling to the pain. And, you know, I note your fine governor, that's sarcasm, by the way, Tom Wolf there in Pennsylvania, has also done a terrible job with the coronavirus and the scandal with forcing nursing homes and care centers to take COVID-infected patients and the foot-dragging that's been going on by Tom Wolf, who is obviously a Joe Biden supporter. And so Joe Biden owns all of this stuff, and he owns his bad record on the economy. He owns his tax increases that he plans. He owns the Green New Deal, which would crush the natural gas industry history in Pennsylvania. These are all things that voters need to know about. And the longer Joe Biden stays in his basement, the more he can avoid questions from reporters and regular Americans on those issues. And that's why he's hiding. So we're glad to see him out today. We wish he would do it more. And we think the media should call on him. He hasn't had a press conference in 76 days. This guy is allegedly running for president? My gosh.
What can you tell us, Tim? What's your thoughts on the VP search for Biden? We see Elizabeth Warren now jumping in that these big fundraisers are bad, horrible for America, yet she raised $6 million the other day for Biden. What's your sense of the VP search?
Well, I'm not going to guess who he's going to pick, and I don't know that anything that he does can really help him out. Whoever the vice president picks, former vice president, is really not going to matter to us. Our opponent is Joe Biden, and so he'll try to fill some need, something that he thinks that he's lacking. And we, frankly, I don't know. He should be looking at a longer list of candidates because he lacks an awful lot.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, thank you very much. Thanks for previewing Joe Goes to Delco today.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, Delaware County is my home. I grew up in Ridley, and so I'm pretty familiar with the landscape over there, and Delaware County will be Trump country again.
Let's hope so. Thank you, Tim, very much. Thanks
sure.
for joining
Thanks,
us.
Sure. Thanks,
Tom. Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.